We've got a wonderful guest here on the Thursday afternoon show. Hello, David.
Hello, Mr. Thomas Jackson. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you. Hannah's here as well. Hello.
Hello.
We're here on the Thursday afternoon show to talk rocket fuel.
That is what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the magazine, because obviously it's not the, the scary chemical thing that starts fires. That's very different. We're going to be talking about the magazine, how it kind of came about, and a little bit about the stuff that you've been doing with it. So for people who don't know, could you give like a kind of a brief introduction to what Rocket Fuel is what kind of stuff it does?
Of course. Rocket Fuel is a magazine aimed at young, creative islanders. We explore culture, we publish poems, writing, photography, anything kind of creative and fun and exciting. That's what we're into.
Right.
It started back in 2015. Was the first edition. I was procrastinating a bunch of work from school, so decided to make a magazine with some friends.
As you do,
classic. You know, if you're trying to procrastinate from doing some work, that is definitely the best way.
Definitely
best thing to do.
I think it's the coolest way of procrastinating. I mean, instead of flicking through Instagram for 5 hours, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, that is so true. So we did that, and it was really exciting and really fun. After that, we put on a bunch of events. So just lots of bands, having a lot of fun, lots of dancing, getting very sweaty. Then this year, kind of found myself with a little bit more time again, decided to do edition two.
Interesting. So it kind of does a bit of everything, I guess.
A little bit. Yeah.
And so we'll talk a little bit more about the first issue in a moment. But I was wondering, so is there kind of a team of people behind Rocket Fuel? Because I know you said it was you and a few friends before. And it's like, do people have like specific like roles or things that they do, or is it just do whatever and just see?
It's more of a you know, chuck it in a pile, set it on fire, and let's hope that we make a magazine at the end of it. I kind of like oversee, make sure everything gets done.
Yeah. Just avoid the word manager, because that's like...
I am the manager.
The manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the first edition we had over 50 people involved.
Wow.
In one sort of way or another. And this time around, I think it was a similar number
50
of people.
Yeah. That's a lot of people. I mean, like, it does take a lot of people to put stuff like this together. Mm-hmm. But like, thinking about all the different things that must involve 50 people, like, I guess, for what you're trying to achieve with all the different things it's dipping into. It's not actually a huge team when you kind of think about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing what you have actually put together with such a little tiny team there. So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great. So we'll be talking a little bit more about the first issue and kind of the bit between, and some of the music stuff you were talking about earlier in just a moment. But first, why not? Let's listen to a bit of Dermot Kennedy. This is Outnumbered. We'll be back in a moment to talk a little bit more about Rocket Fuel magazine. See you in a bit. I have a special guest, David, still here in the studio. I'm always worried that I will have scared people off by being too weird.
I'm terrified.
I know.
I want to go home. Please let me go home.
I'm sorry. Well, we've locked the doors, so let's carry on with the interview. So, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Rocket Fuel, the magazine that you've put out, what it does. So it's kind of a mix of writing, poetry, kind of photography. And you mentioned in amongst all of that great stuff, some work you've done in the kind of music sphere, doing kind of events and putting them on. So I was wondering, what have you been up to music wise with that, because it sounds very interesting.
So the plan with Rocket Fuel was always, when we release a magazine, we do like a launch party. So the first launch party, we had a load of bands playing, and I've always put on gigs, just because I couldn't get gigs for the bands I was playing in. So I first started doing one at my dad's barbershop.
Right.
Like one night, So after we'd done the first magazine, we wanted to continue doing these gigs and putting on things, but we didn't have enough time to put out a magazine. So we just kept doing the events and the gigs.
Right.
And yeah, it was really, really good fun.
Yeah, so so it's kind of like creating opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Rocket Fuel was always about kind of building the larger kind of community of like creative young Islanders. So, you know, making sure that bands got to play, making sure that we were doing these like crazy decorations and backdrops so that artists could be involved. Making sure there was people taking photos there. It was, you know, encompassing as many people as could possibly.
So it's all there to bring everyone together. Yeah, that's an amazing aim and kind of mission. There you go. I'm coming out with all of the really like cringy catchphrases today. But that's a really great ambition, and it seems to be going pretty well. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff at Strings you've done recently, and.
Yeah. So we did a launch party for the second magazine. When was it? It was like a month ago now.
Yeah, it was like 1st of August.
Yeah. Yeah. That went really well. It was really good fun.
Mm.
We've had some really busy ones. There was one at Key Arts a few years ago that had like 230 people turn up.
That's
and
so
we were
many.
Like turning people away from the door. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was mental. It was really crazy.
I mean, that shows that there's a demand for this kind of thing, and hopefully it continues to grow.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to some, funnily enough, some local music now from The Champs, and we'll be back afterwards to talk a little bit more about the second issue and what kind of went into that and all that good stuff. And we'll be talking about that after this. It's The Champs on Vectis Radio, local music now. This is the Thursday afternoon show. My name's Tom Jackson. We're still joined by David in the studio from Rocket Fuel magazine. Rocket Fuel, the creative hub, let's say, doing all sorts of amazing things for young island creatives on the island. So before that, we were talking a little bit about some of the events that you've put on music-wise. And I wanted to talk a little bit about a little bit now about the second issue, which came out, what was it, the 1st of August, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, yes.
And I was wondering, kind of, because you mentioned there was around 50 people involved in the first issue, similar-ish number in this issue.
Yeah.
What have people been doing to contribute to the magazine?
Yeah, so we've had the second issue been really varied in the kind of stuff that we had. I had some poetry from Carl Chapman from The Alders, which is a great island band. There was an essay by a good friend of mine, Raphael Holmberg, called something like The Applications of Stoicism and Cynicism.
Ooh.
There was a short story by Kieran Genvey. There were, you know, just all sorts of weird and wacky, light little bits and bobs.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Place.
I mean, yeah, it is. And as I said, it's trying to dip into like every fingers in many pies. I don't know. I'm trying to find the phrase in my head and it's just gone. I had it in my head and now it's just run off somewhere. Last show, brain's gone to mush. Typical. But so amazing stuff. You've got like everything from essays to poetry in there. And it really is like an eclectic mix of wonderful creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, the second issue then, this is the second time you've had a go at doing this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, in the, because it's been a while between the first and second issues, what has kind of changed? Have you done anything differently in the second one than you have way back in the first issue?
We've definitely got better, definitely better at designing, and making things look nice and pretty and professional.
Mm.
We chose to go much smaller this time. We did it on A5 for the second edition. It was A4 before.
Right.
Which feels nice and cute. Mm. And we also decided to go black and white this time.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, just because of the variety of... There's not like a design...
like
theme
a,
running through Every page is completely different almost.
Right.
So just having it black and white makes it just a little bit aesthetically together.
There's a little bit more consistency.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so kind of... So like black and white was... it's just for the consistency then. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah. And also, I'm really inspired by the sort of original punk zines from like the 70s, like Sniff and Glue, or anything from the 90s, like the Riot Girl stuff. That was all black and white and photocopied on, you know, cheap photocopiers. You know, I kind of love that aesthetic, and that whole ethos was amazing. So
I mean, when you think about loads of like magazines that are out there at the moment, it's all really bright colors, so going black and white is actually like, it makes a lot of sense, because it's
radical, man.
Yeah, it's radical,
it's pushing the boundaries,
less is more. And so that's very interesting. So cool, interesting. I'm gonna lock that away in my maybe I'll make a magazine one day folder of things that I ought to think about.
You should. Yeah. Everyone should do it.
Everyone do, well, not everyone, because they're all the same. But yeah, it's an interesting thing. So we'll be back in a minute to talk a little bit about where people can find Rocket Fuel and stuff like that, maybe.
Yes.
Stuff like that. But first, let's listen to a bit of Coral with Pass It On, back in a mo. This is the Thursday afternoon show on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. It is the island's volunteer-run community radio station. And my name's Tom Jackson, and for the past hour we've been joined by David from Rocket Fuel magazine. Hello. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the second issue, some of the people that were involved in that, some of the stuff they'd been doing, everything from essays to poetry going on in the second issue of Rocket Fuel magazine. And now is the I like to call it the bug zone, because this is the part of the show where if people like what they've heard and they want to get a bit more involved, or learn a bit more about the stuff they hear, where can they find Rocket Fuel on the internet, places?
So Rocket Fuel is on Facebook and Instagram. Just type it up, search it up, Rocket Fuel magazine. You'll find it in no time.
Easy.
If you want a copy of the magazine, I think the only place you can get it is at the Ventnor Exchange in Ventnor on the Isle of Wight, or you could come and personally harass me at work, perhaps.
Also an option.
At McGregor's Barbers in Cowes. Tell me, I need mag, and I will certainly provide you with one.
Have you got a mag?
I'm a mag dealer these days, boys.
Just wearing a big trench coat, I've got a mag. Would you like Rocket Fuel episode 2? Yeah, so that's where people can find Rocket Fuel and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. Yes. And if you want to take part in any of the kind of exciting things that happen on the Isle of Wight creatively, best place is a Facebook group called Isle of Wight Young Creatives. There's all sorts of little opportunities and meetups and things happening on there.
Things like that. That's where it's at on the Facebook group. So, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Thomas Jackson.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, darling.
You're wonderful. So, thank you very much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you're just tuning in, too late, but you can catch it on the website. It will be going on there after the show, and you just keep an eye on the Vectis Radio social medias for that. And, yeah, thank you very much for coming on and talking about Rocket Fuel. So, to take us up towards the news for 3 o'clock, here is one of the new ones from that new Taylor Swift album. This is Me. It's featuring Brendan Urie, which is the guy from Panic at the Disco. You'll recognise the voice.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.